it is a lot more prevalent in the media. And what we're hearing is that, you know, children as young as 11 are contacting us, speaking about the impact of feeling transgender and things like bullying, being dismissed, and how that affects them. We're hearing from both boys and girls speaking about this issue. As a service, we do hear more from girls. It's still about two-thirds girls to a third boys who contact us and reach out for support. But I think what we're very aware of is that this isn't an issue that affects one sex more than the other. So we do want to encourage more boys to speak out about what's happening and about how they're feeling. It is difficult enough growing up these days with all the pressures that are on young people. And I think when you are starting to question your gender, it can be an extremely confusing time for young people. And I think what we hear at Childline from them is that often when they try to speak out about it, there isn't that support there for them. There isn't that person that they feel they can speak to. So we're really encouraging professionals and parents to create that space, you know, asking gentle questions to start off the conversation with them, ensuring that you are listening to them, you're not judging them or blaming them for what's going on, letting them know that you are actually there to support them, but also that there are other supports out there, so services such as ours at Childline, or maybe medical professionals, support groups, that type of thing. But we want to create that safe space for young people to speak out about what can be an extremely confusing and challenging time before it gets to the point where they're engaging in things like self-harm. Schools are becoming better and better at dealing with these types of issues and raising awareness and promoting inclusivity, for example, in PHSE lessons, is really, really important for schools to ensure that young trans children don't feel excluded from school or wider society, or that they should be ashamed of how they're feeling with regards to their gender. It is receiving more media attention, there's more open discussion about it, and actually that might be giving young people more confidence to speak out and come forward about how they're feeling with regards to their gender. And it's really important that when they do that, that we are there to support them. If young people don't feel listened to, or they start to feel isolated in dealing with some of these issues, what we've seen is that it can lead to mental health issues, it can lead to some physical problems such as eating disorders, self-esteem issues, it can lead to things like self-harm, as I mentioned earlier. And it's really important, again, that they get the support in these issues and the underlying issue, and that we are having conversations about their gender and how they're feeling towards it.